You are listening to the inaugural episode of She Boss Cafe podcast, formerly known as the Unstoppable Women in Business podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to dive into what it's been like growing my business, a brand, and a podcast, and how things have evolved over time, bringing us to where we are today. I think you're going to enjoy this journey, especially if you are considering starting a podcast or doing any type of a rebrand for your business. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Susan Trumpler from Unstoppable Women in Business, and I am glad you're here today in the She Boss Cafe, where we believe that being a she boss is an identity. It's a way of life. Being a female entrepreneur is not always easy, but it is the most gratifying way to put yourself out into the world. So join us in the She Boss Cafe, where we are on a mission to connect, support, and watch you smash your goals. Let's get started. So most of my listeners are familiar with Donald Miller, who's the author of StoryBrand and How to Grow a Small Business. Don is just the master at how to create your brand story using Joseph Campbell's Hero's Journey process. About 2 years or so ago, I joined forces with Don, bringing his methodology into how I teach sales and marketing messaging. And it has been a huge boost for my business. I'm so glad that I did it. The reason that I mentioned Don today and the StoryBrand framework is because at the heart of the framework is the acknowledgement that the story is always about your client. You, as the storyteller, are the guide, not to focus the story on yourself, right? You're not that focus. You're the guide. Well, I'm breaking my own rules today, and the story I'm going to be telling in this podcast episode is about me and my business. But it's going to be told from the perspective that I believe will be useful for you to understand the genesis of where we started, where we are today, and most importantly, the vision for the future, so that it may plant some seeds for you in guiding the direction your business is taking. So as I mentioned in the intro, we are at a really exciting time for Unstoppable Women in Business as we introduce the She Boss Cafe community. But I need you to know that this didn't happen overnight. It has been a slow, step-by-step process over the last 5.5 years, and it wasn't always smooth. I can't lie to you. It was not always smooth. And I really want to be transparent with you today and take you through my business timeline, because I think that sometimes women think that things should move faster and smoother than they do. And I really wish that was the case for you. I really do. But more often than not, it just takes time to get momentum going. And I think you will see through my story today that exact mirroring of that situation. So anyways, first, I want you to know that I got certified as a business coach 10 years before starting my practice. Yes, you heard me right, 10 years. So I'm not the fastest, all right? I acknowledge that, but that's exactly how long I had wanted to do this thing before I actually did it. Here's the thing. I wasn't brave enough to make the leap from corporate. Like, I'm a single woman who's been providing for herself for nearly 20 years now. So going out on my own without a security net, right? It just wasn't a decision I could make lightly. So for the first 5 years after getting certified, I used my coaching skills in my job at corporate, and just a little tiny seed of wanting to go out on my own just kept growing and growing. Then along the way, I got life coach certified and NLP certified. Okay, now I know you all can relate to this because you are lifelong learners, and I know a lot of you are certified in multiple things. I really enjoy the process of learning and the process of becoming a quote-unquote expert in things. And so I picked up those additional certifications and that little seed, you know, that was growing in the back of my mind, oh, I want to go out and do this on my own. Well, it just began to really sprout. and it was hard to deny any longer. So the thought of having a coaching practice that was just simmering in the back of my mind and percolating, well, it got to be something I just had to do. And I really don't discount the value of that time in helping me be successful when I did get started. That whole percolating, the whole thing about simmering an idea in the back of your head, because sometimes I think the best work we do is in the internal processing of ideas and information, right? Like, no matter how long it takes, if you've got it back there, whether it's present or just humming along in the background, when it does come out and become reality, that internal work will definitely influence how you actually develop what you're thinking about. So I really want you to think about this. If you have an idea, you don't have to act on it immediately. Like, let it simmer, let it really sit back there until you feel the time is right, and you'll know when to move forward. So here's an interesting thing. My first attempt at building the coaching practice was under the assumption that my target audience would be women in corporate sales. After all, right? That was my background. So I branded the business Unstoppable Women in Sales and created my messaging and programs focused on working with that audience to support their success and ascension into sales leadership. It took, I think it was about a year or so for me to realize I had picked the wrong audience. I just wasn't making a lot of headway with that audience, with the sales women in corporate sales. From my perspective, it just seemed that these women in corporate sales believed that their company should be supporting them, and they were not really keen about investing in themselves. And I knew for sure I did not want to be selling in corporate, in groups, right? That was not something I was interested in doing any longer. And so I really had to rethink my go-to-market strategy. But here's what did happen. I was attracting more and more women entrepreneurs, right? So my message was really focusing on women in corporate sales, but I was attracting women entrepreneurs. They were like, oh, I want to know about this, right? And so that was when I pivoted my business the first time, the branding, to become Unstoppable Women in Business rather than Unstoppable Women in Sales. All right. I realized pretty quickly that I needed to build my audience, though, because I was not connected to that many women outside of corporate. So that's when I joined a couple of really great networking groups, one of them being eWomen Network, another one being the Idea Collective. Both of them are, I highly recommend, great networking opportunities. And what I did was I spent literally a year going to virtual networking events, forging new relationships, getting speaking opportunities within these groups, and definitely starting my podcast. So here's a couple of lessons that I think you want to take away from the journey that I was on to this point. First, the very first thing you try may not be successful, and that's okay. Learn from it. I know it sounds so trite. I know you hear this all the time, but this is like literally a lesson in taking that advice. I was able to pivot very quickly in the direction where I was getting groundswell. But if I hadn't put myself out there in the first place, I would have never been able to identify my niche. Who would have thought, right? So everything worked out just fine, but putting myself out there was the important part of that. And then paying attention to what was happening and pivoting in a way that you move towards your groundswell is a really important lesson. Secondly, networking and speaking built this business. I do a lot of social media nurturing, as all of you do, and I like it. You know, I think it's important. It's very important, and I can get much better at it. But to me, that has never replaced the need to start building relationships eyeball to eyeball. Sometimes I feel like we hide behind the social media kind of wall for protection. Like, we're not putting ourselves really out there because it's just our persona that's showing up. It's not really us. And for me, going to networking events, even when I felt uncomfortable, meeting people, sharing who I was and what I did and how I helped, and just trying to add value where I could, made a huge difference. The other thing was speaking whenever possible. You are sharing your expertise. People are seeing and hearing you. And really, that is where the relationship starts. For me, it felt very natural, and it definitely helped me grow my audience very quickly. I recommend, whenever possible, that you choose a form of communication that includes people being able to see you and hear you, whether it be live speaking events wherever possible or video. People, they need to see you and they need to be able to understand who you are as a person and whether or not they jive with your approach and how you are. So that's the second kind of nugget here for you, is please get out there and get from behind the social media wall, do some networking, do speaking if possible, watch your audience grow. It's a great way to build your business. The podcast was a part of it. So I started the Unstoppable Women in Business podcast probably a year into Unstoppable Women in Business. I've got 10,000 downloads, which is really very small. This is a small podcast. I'm hoping to grow it, but I have to say, the amount of effort and consistency you put into nurturing your podcast, the growth will happen in equal measures. I am someone who, I try to be consistent as possible, and yet I put too much on my plate at times. And so sometimes the podcast has kind of gotten on the back burner, and that has slowed the growth of it. So if you are thinking about podcasting, there's definitely ways that you can do it to be consistent and not burden yourself. So I'll be talking about that in the cafe. We have a podcasting channel or interest group in there, and we'll be talking a lot about growing podcasts in that particular interest group. So I hope you'll join me in that. But it's been a wonderful experience. Here's the funny thing. Every time I sit down to do a podcast episode, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, is anyone ever going to really listen to this? You know, is anybody going to get value out of it? Because it is quite an effort to put into this body of work. And it's really funny that sometimes when I hear from people, they're like, oh yeah, you talked about that on your podcast, or I love that episode and it was interesting how you approached this. And it's like, oh my gosh, people are really listening. So I guess my message here for you is, even if there are only a few people listening to your podcast and getting value, I think it's doing its job. And to me, that is worth it. Now, the reason that we are rebranding this is because She Boss Cafe is really becoming front and center in the Unstoppable Women in Business practice. And so I want to talk about She Boss Cafe just a little bit, where it came from, the genesis of it, and then how it ties into the podcast. So when I first started coaching women entrepreneurs, I had a head full of sales intel and knowledge, right? I've been doing this for so long. And I'm exaggerating this a little bit, but really it would be like they would show up and I go, okay, what do you need? Tell me where you're getting stuck and I will just give you resources for where you are and what you need. And so it was very much reactive coaching. All right, you're not getting the sales you want or the revenue you want. Let me figure out where you're getting stuck and I can help you move over that barrier, that hump, right? And that was fine. There was nothing wrong with it. But what I found was that I kept saying the same things over and over and over again. And I was always, as I mentioned, in reactive mode with my clients, as opposed to putting together in place some formalized methodologies, right? And teaching them through courses how to create their sales and marketing playbooks, and then coaching to what's not working well for you. How are you implementing it? And where can I be of more service to you as you're implementing your plan? So for the first few years, I loved what I was doing, but it was really draining. And I don't think I was in the best service to my clients. So over time, that's when I brought Don's platform in. It's called Business Made Simple. And it became, you know, the foundation of some of the teaching that I needed my clients to have in order to create their marketing message and such. But even that didn't seem like it was as much as I needed to give to them. So I was always creating resources, creating little vignettes or little webinars to fill in the gaps, right? So finally, I came to a point where I just knew I needed to formalize the pillars of the sales and marketing playbook, the thing that I talked about all of the time with my people. I wanted to document it in a way that was very organized and that I could have people, in essence, create their playbook from start to finish through these five formulas that I kind of broke everything down into, and be able to then coach them on how to implement those playbooks. So the framework, well, here's my message to you guys, is everything started out very loose and yet valuable, but as time went by, it became clearer and clearer how I could organize what I did into very repeatable and documented resources and support tools. And so once I did that, it was like, okay, now where do I make this efficient? How do I get people to have access to this at different levels, at different times, what, just in time, in essence, when they need it? And that is when I found the Heartbeat community app that we are using for She Boss Cafe. So we put the brand She Boss Cafe over this platform that we're using to deliver our materials now to our clients. And we even expanded beyond that. So it was just so much fun as it evolved, as She Boss Cafe evolved from my client-facing portal into, well, what the heck? I'm running events all of the time, free events, to share information and to share value. Why don't we put that under the She Boss Cafe brand as well? And so that's when my daughter, Lindsay, who is the left brain that her mama doesn't have and is brilliant at operations and being able to organize things, took on the platform and developed it into what it is as we're launching it today. It's just a beautiful place that houses all of what I do. It's in essence my brain on a platform, and it's at different levels. So I want to be able to serve people. I believe the value you put out into the world returns to you from different places. It's not a one-on-one exchange. And so I am happy to be able to put out into the She Boss Cafe Lounge a lot of great information, a lot of value, the information I think people need in order to start processing for themselves where they're headed with their business. And then I invite people to explore the other levels of She Boss Cafe as they are ready to get more information in more formal and supported ways. So She Boss Cafe is here to stay. Unstoppable Women in Business is still my business, but She Boss Cafe, in essence, is my community of people. And it is where you can get access to everything that I have learned and been teaching for the past 5 years. So here's how the podcast falls into it. Now, I could have kept it Unstoppable Women in Business, but this is a lesson for you as well. I will be talking about the She Boss Cafe all of the time and inviting people into events there and nurturing community within there. So from a marketing perspective, it made sense to tie the podcast to the cafe. Once I made that commitment to do that, I can't even tell you how excited I am at the way the format of the podcast evolved into being tightly integrated into She Boss Cafe. So not only will I have our traditional, you know, 20, 25 minute podcast with or without a guest on specific topics important for women entrepreneurs who are growing a business. That doesn't change. That's what I've always been committed to doing in my podcast. But now we will be doing the live podcast recording within the She Boss Cafe. So you can come and watch it being recorded if you wanted to. And we are going to have a after show. For instance, an unplugged, where if I have a guest, we'll be able to take questions from the audience. We'll chat amongst ourselves, not just about business, but about our lives in general. What's going on? What does it feel like? Or what is our experience of being an entrepreneur? And so the after show is going to be more of a laid back, I called it unplugged, where we're just sitting there chatting, having conversation, inviting other people into the conversation, and extending the value of what you would be receiving in the static podcast episode. So only members of the She Boss Cafe will be invited into that part of the podcast. We will be putting the podcast out, as always, on the platforms, all of the podcasting platforms in the audio version. But if you want to see the video version and be part of the conversation, you need to come into the cafe lounge in order to do that. So I'm really excited. I think that for me, my community, they're the people I want to spend time with. I love it whenever I am face to face and having conversations with people. And I think as women entrepreneurs, we are all sometimes feeling a little bit isolated, and we need that kind of connection with each other, getting to know each other, understanding like that you've got people out there that are experiencing the same things you're experiencing. And even more importantly, there's people out there that can help you, that if you are having a challenge in one area, someone can give you some feedback or some help or point you in the right direction. You don't have to be alone. So this community, the She Boss Cafe community, is not all about me at the center of the universe. That is the most important thing for everyone to understand, that what I'm creating here is a place where we all contribute. We all give a little, we all get a little, and we find a place where it's not an intrusion in our day, but it's actually something we want to go to because we feel connected to the people within the community. That is just my fondest desire. And the podcast is part of it. I think the women that are in the community already have been experiencing that. We have some great interest groups, some really great resources. We've got events going on. We've got little free courses that people can take. It's a really rich environment to hang out in, and I really hope that you'll take advantage of it. I will have in the show notes the links to everything that you would need to know and how to join in on the She Boss Cafe in the free lounge area. It'll be an honor to have you in there. I also would love it if you would give me feedback on the podcast itself. You can do that within the cafe, or you can also do that on the podcasting platforms. You know that when you give feedback on the podcast platform, it just spreads the word a lot faster. So I encourage my listeners to share your thoughts and your feedback, especially as it pertains to our rebrand, to the community, and to where the direction of our business is headed, because we're doing it for you. And we want it to include things that you think are important. So once again, I would just encourage you to reach out and let us know how you're thinking. Finally, the last part of this is I just want to express my sincere gratitude to anyone who has been a loyal listener of the Unstoppable Women in Business podcast. I'm super excited to have you guys on the journey ahead with us as we evolve into the She Boss Cafe. And please share this with your friends. Let them know it's out there. This is going to be a really cool place to hang out. Stay tuned. We've got a lot of really great episodes coming up. Part of the community is that I have expert contributors within the community, all specializing in different areas that are important to women entrepreneurs in growing your business. I've got marketing people. I've got wellness people. I've got people that are productivity and technology specialists, and they will all be joining us not only within the cafe, but on the podcast as guest experts. So lots of fun stuff coming up in the next few months. I really look forward to getting your feedback and your thoughts regarding how we can add even more value to your day. So I want to thank you for your support, and I look forward to talking to you all again very soon. Have a great day. Did you know that 8 out of 10 businesses fail within the first 18 months of existence? I personally believe that we can improve that statistic, one business at a time. At She Boss Cafe, you will find the support and connections you need to take the mystery out of that big black hole we call sales and marketing. Whether it's creating your playbook, being supported by the community experts, or even joining a mastermind group that fits you perfectly, you can find it all at the cafe. Come join us. Information is available in the show notes, and we hope to see you there soon. Have a wonderful day.